Chapter 5. We died with him. Jesus died twice on the cross. I knew this for many years, but I had no scriptural evidence of it. One day I discovered Isaiah 53:9, the answer to my long search. And they made his grave with the wicked and with a rich man in his deaths. The word death is plural in the Hebrew. Many of you who have Bibles with marginal renderings will notice it. That is, Jesus died two deaths on the cross. He died spiritually before he died physically. In John 10:18, he said that no one could take his life from him. He could not be killed. He could not die. Why? Because his body was not mortal. Jesus had a body like Adam's before he sinned. It was a perfect human body, not mortal nor immortal. It was a body that could not die until sin had taken possession of his spirit. In other words, Jesus had to die spiritually before he could die physically. If Jesus' body had been like yours and mine, then he was not deity. He was not a substitute, and he did not die for our sins. He merely died as a martyr. But if he had a body like the first man, Adam's body, that was not mortal nor subject to death, that would mean subject to Satan, then he was deity. In our last chapter, we saw man nailed to the cross with Christ. In this, we see the human race died with the crucified one. Paul says, if we died with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him. Romans 6:8 and 2 Timothy 2:11. In these scriptures, we notice we died with Christ when he died. He was our substitute. We were one with him on the cross. We were one with him in his death. He died under our judgment in our stead. He died because he was made sin. If we accept him, there can be no judgment for us. Isaiah 53:10 through 12. Yet it pleased Jehovah to bruise him. He hath made him sick. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Jehovah shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by the knowledge of himself. Shall my righteous servant justify many, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. That sounds just like the Pauline revelation, doesn't it? The Pauline revelation is an unveiling of what happened from the time that Jesus was made sin on the cross until he sat down at the right hand of God. Nowhere else can we find that knowledge. This is substitution. This is absolute identification. This is a part of the great substitutionary truth in prophecy. He poured out his life unto death. Through that death, we were made alive. It was our sin that slew him. It is his righteousness that gives us life. He drank the cup of death, that we might drink the cup of life. In that mighty ministry, before he arose from the dead, he destroyed death's lordship. When death slew him, it slew itself. He conquered sin when he allowed it to overcome him. He conquered Satan when he let Satan gain the mastery over him. He conquered disease when he let disease take possession of him. He became one with Satan in spiritual death to make us one with God in spiritual life. Him who knew no sin, he made to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He became one with us in weakness, in sin, in disease, and in spiritual death, that he might make us one with himself in righteousness, in perfect health, and fellowship with the Father. He became death's prisoner in order to set us free. In the mind of justice, we die to sin and its dominion when we died with Christ. He that hath died is justified from sin, Romans 6:7. He is free from the lordship of spiritual death. There was in God's mind at the crucifixion a perfect oneness of Christ with us, and in the resurrection and new birth a perfect oneness of us in Christ. Just as Jesus conquered death by submitting to it, we in the new creation conquer Satan by submitting to the lordship of Jesus. We and our diseases were laid on him and became a part of him. When he was made sin with our sin, we are healed by becoming partakers of his divine nature. Disease and sickness do not belong to the new creation. It is an abnormal thing in the mind of the Father for a child of God to be sick. We died with him. We died to the dominion of sin. We died to the dominion of disease. We died to the dominion of circumstances and habits. 1 Peter 2:24 becomes a reality. Who his own self bare our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, having died unto sins, might live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. This is identification, our utter oneness with him in sin and judgment on the cross. That we, having died unto sins, his death and our death are identical. This is not his physical death. This is spiritual. He died twice there. He partook of our spiritual death. We were utterly one with him in that judgment, that we might live unto righteousness, or that we might partake of his righteousness as he partook of our sins, that we might be righteous as he became sin with our sins. Then the next marvelous statement, by whose stripes ye were healed. He not only had our sin nature, but he had our diseases. He took over our diseases. He put them away when he put sin away. By his stripes we are healed. This is thrilling. As he put our sin and diseases away by becoming sin and disease for us, so we partake of his righteousness and healing when we accept his work for us. Christ has died once for all as our sin substitute. He in judgment met the demands of justice for us. He took them with him when he went to the place of substitution, the place of judgment, the place of suffering. I'm convinced that the Father sees us in Christ as perfect, as the finished work of Christ is perfect. He saw that our union with Satan was a perfect union. We were one with the devil. He laid our spiritual death on Christ. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. That work was wrought by the great master workman, Christ, before he arose from the dead. The Father sees us now in all our beauty and perfection in Christ. This beauty is all his own. He made us to please his own heart. We died to sin once for all in Christ. We died to Satan's dominion. We died to the old habits that held us in bondage. We do not need to die again. The theory of our dying daily with Christ comes from the old version, I am crucified, which is an incorrect translation. The passage in 1 Corinthians 15:31 is speaking of Paul's living in the presence of physical death, the expectation of being thrown to the lions in the arena. We died once with Christ. Now we live with him. We reign with him. His perfect redemption is ours. His perfect righteousness is ours. All he is and did is ours. All we are is his. The Father made us one with himself in Christ.